Today's daf is Sukkah daf Yud. As we continue here in the first parak, we are on Tes Amid Beis, and we are going through the brisa that the Gemara just quoted. Actually, the statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said on Tes Amid Beis that if somebody has a sukkah on top of a sukkah, the Mishnah said sukkah agave sukkah. The Mishnah just said one statement. The top one is kasher, the bottom one is pasul. But Rabbi Yirmiyah said there are actually four different cases about sukkah agave sukkah. Sometimes both are kasher, sometimes both are pasul, sometimes the upper one is kosher, sometimes the bottom one is kosher. So he goes through each one of the permutations, what exactly is the halacha. So now we're going to get into which one, what is the case of each one. So we are about seven lines from the bottom on Tesma base. Says the Gemara, Pa'amim Shishtang Shero, sometimes both sukkahs are kosher. When is that? Hechida Mikagon. Basically, if both are kosher, that means that it's not a case of sukkah agabi sukkah. Because if sukkah agabi sukkah, we know there's a special drasha. We just have the pasuk. Sukkah basukkah teshva velo basukkah shetachas asukkah. Right? That's the drasha that we have. So what's the case where they're both kosher? Hechida Mikagon. Shatachtona chamasa meruba mitzilasa. Where the bottom one has more sun than shade. Meaning, the roof of the bottom one, which is the floor of the top one, really isn't so significant. It has more sun. It's very sparse with its schach. So that is not really significant. And and the upper one is proper schach. It has more tzel than chama, than sun. And the upper one schach are within 20 amos of the floor of the bottom one. So really, it's one big sukkah. Right, you have a little separation in the middle, but it's not significant. And that's why both of them would be kosher, because it's really one big sukkah. Number one. Number two, pa'amim shishtam sulo. Sometimes they're both pasul. And that wouldn't just be a problem of sukkah, dachas a sukkah. Even the upper one would be a problem. Hey, chidami, what's that case? Kagon, the travayu tzilasan merubar mechamasan. Both of them have more shade than sun. And that's why the bottom one is pasul. Because the bottom one is considered a sukkah, tachas a sukkah. Why is the top one pasul? Vikaima el yona, lamala me'esra mama. And the upper one's schach are above 20 amos from what? From the floor of the upper one. That's what you have to say. If it's on the floor of the bottom ones, then it's not a problem. But from the floor of the upper one, which is the roof of the bottom one, so it's higher than 20 amos. So it's basically sukkah shagavo lamala me'asra mama. And that's why the upper one is possible. The bottom one is possible because of sukkah tachas a sukkah. Even though the chiddush is this is a sukkah psula. Now we're saying that a sukkah tachas a sukkah can be pasul because even if it has a sukkah psula on top of it, not just a sukkah kshera. That's an added chiddush of this case number two. But that is what is accepted. Remember, as we had back on Daf Beis, the three different opinions why a sukkah gavol amala mesrim amah is pasul. Either because of l'man yedu d'rasechem, that was number one, because you have to have shlitas ayin on the top, or is it the sukkah tiel etzel yomam? You have to have the shade from the schach and not from the walls, or because of diras keva versus diras arai. The three different opinions on Beis Laman Aleph in terms of why a sukkah lamala be'esrim amah is possible. But that's what the why, in this case number two, why the top one is possible. Because its schach is above 20 amos from its floor, right? We paskin, let's say you have a sukkah that is on a porch. So as long as the roof is within 20 amos of its floor, that's fine. Even though it's way more than 20 amos above the ground. Right, that's okay. Similar to, as we know, Chanukiyot on Chanukah. You can light it at a window, light it on very high up in an apartment building. So many posts can say that's fine as long as it's visible. Visible to the other apartment building next to it, even though it's much higher than 20 amos off of the floor. You don't go by the ground. You go by its floor. And therefore, it is good enough. So that's why here too, Rashi says, it's 20 amos within the, it's above 20 amos from the karka of the Elyona. And that's why it would be a pasul. That is number two. Now, case number three, second to last line. Case number three, pa'amim, second to last line, shatatona ksher v'elyona psula. Sometimes the bottom one is kosher and the upper one is pasul. How is that? The bottom one is a perfect sukkah. Bottom one is a perfect sukkah. Its sail is more than its sunlight. the Elyona, Chamasa Maruba Mitzilasa. And the upper one, though, has more sun than shade. So the upper one is not a good sukkah. The Kaimi Travayu Batoch Esrim. And they're both within 20 amos. Meaning, even the upper ones, schach, that are not good schach, is within 20 amos of the bottom one's floor. If that would not be true, then this would be sukkah tachas a sukkah. Even that, like we said before, even if it's a sukkah psula on top, that would still ruin the lower sukkah. So that's why the upper one is a problem, because it has more sun than shade, but you still have to say that its schach is within 20 amos of the floor of the bottom sukkah. That's what Rashi has on in about the 15th skinny line in Rashi. De'i elyona lamala me'esrim, if the upper one schach was above, aftachtona psula, the bottom one would be possible too. What do you mean? It just has a couple of sparse branches. That's what we had yesterday. Mishum demitstariv schach pasul bahadi kasher. Right, you would have schach pasul along with the schach kasher. Mishum the schach lamala me'esrim psula. Because schach above 20 would be puzzle.
It doesn't matter how close the schach is from the top one to the bottom one.
It doesn't matter how tall the schach is from the top one to the bottom. Is there a minimum shear? We'll see in the Gemara. In a couple of minutes. Is there a minimum shear? But as long as it's not above 20 amos, because that's sukkah, that's schach puzzle, and that would be even starved with schach kasher to puzzle. And it wouldn't be, mixed in, like we said yesterday, chivton, which would make it, be able to be batel berov. So that's why the Gemara here says that the upper one schach has to be within 20 amos. Finally, case number 4. Upamim shohel yona kshera v'tachtona psula. Sometimes the upper one is kasher and the bottom one is pasul. Hey chidami, kigon. Ditravayu tzilasa merubah mechamasa. They're both perfect sukkahs. They're both perfect sukkahs, but because of that, it's sukkah tachas a sukkah. V'kaim el yona b'toch esrim. And the upper one is within 20 amos of its floor, as we said, but it's now a sukkah, tachat sukkah, and that's the pasuk. The pasuk is that a sukkah cannot be built under a sukkah. And that was our Mishnah, that if it's built under a tree, it's like it's built in a house. If it's built under a sukkah, then it is also pasul. So the Gemara says, all of these four cases, you just think about the svaras, and it makes perfect sense. So which one is the chiddush? Pshita, what's Rabbi Yirmiyah's chiddush? Rabbi Yirmiyah said four cases. Are they all so obvious? Pshita, which is the case of Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Tachtona Kshera ve'elyona psula itzrichale. The case of number 3 is the one that is a Chiddush. The one that the bottom one is kosher, even though the top one is pasul on top of it. Right? What was that case? Remember we said that case was the upper one has very sparse schach. It is chamasa meruba, but it's within 20 amos. You might say we should be gozer for the case that it's above 20 amos, and therefore we're worried about schach pasul on schach kasher. Kamash balam, we're not worried about that. Or we are worried, but we're just not gozer in that case, because we think above and below 20 amos is not going to get confused. So that's why we make a... There's a difference between them. Some Rishonim, just keep in mind, relate this Gemara to the Gemara we had earlier, where you have a taller sukkah and you're trying to minimize the space from the floor to the ceiling. Remember the case, you put in earth, you put in pillows, put in all different things to try to minimize the space. Is this Gemara affected by that? If you have 20 amos, but the floor of the bottom sukkah, is raised. So the Bir Halacha discusses that in the beginning of Tafresh Chaf Ches, how this Gemara relates to the earlier. Okay, that is all part one. But now we get to your question. Kama yehei bein sukkah l'sukkah v'dei tachtona psula. What is the minimum amount height, minimum height of the upper sukkah to make it be considered a sukkah that apostles the bottom sukkah? So in terms of the maximum height, we just said very high. Very high apostle, right? Above 20 amos, you have schach apostle. And that would apostle the bottom sukkah. Is there a minimum requirement? So the Gemara has three different opinions. Three opinions, what is the minimum requirement for passeling the bottom sukkah? Number one, Amar Rav Huna, tefach. A tefach is all you need, the height of a tefach. How do you know that? Shekein matzinu, ba'ahale tumah tefach. Because we know from Ohel Hameis, tumah, what is the minimum height of tumah in terms of bringing or breaking the flow of tumah? A tefach. As the Mishnah says, it's not as the Mishnah says in Maseches Ahalos, as you would have guessed, which Masechta this would be in, Tefach al Tefach, Barum Tefach, if you have a Tefach by a Tefach, meaning width and length, Barum Tefach, and the height of a Tefach, may be as HaTumah, V'chotzeis b'fnei HaTumah. It helps transport Tumah, and it is Chotzeis b'fnei HaTumah. What are those cases of Mevi and Chotzeis? Mevi as HaTumah, Rashi explains, if there is a board, and under one side of the board is Tumah, and there are Kalim under the other side of the board, so as long as the board is at least a tefach off of the ground, besides being length and width a tefach, then that could bring the tumah, maybe the tumah to the other side, underneath the board, tumas ohel, right, that you need at least a tefach. But, and it's chotzeis b'fnei tumah. If there is tumah underneath the board, and there is a kli on top of the board, so as long as there is a tefach a space underneath, that will be chotzeis b'fnei tumah. Right, and that's one of the ways that we make sure that tumah does not travel anywhere outside of the ohel. So it's chotzeis and it's maybe that the rules are at least a tefach. Ava pachos mirum tefach. Lo maybe velo chotzeis, but less than that, it's not maybe. It's like nothing. If there is a piece of a corpse, on part of a corpse on the floor, and then there's something on top of the floor, and there isn't a tefach of space, so then it does not chotzeis. It goes straight up. Right. That's why we're machmir on a kever. On a kever, there might not be an airspace of a tefach. So that's why it's bad. In Eretz Yisrael, there's for sure not an airspace of a tefach. Well, there's no coffin used, right? So then that's why if a Kohen or walks over, is not allowed to, right? Anybody's not, become stami if they walk on top of a kever, because the tumah goes straight up. If there would be a tefach airspace, then it would be contained inside the area. But it's not. So therefore, that's why we are machmir. If one in the chutzlaris where coffins are used, so it could be that there is a tefach of airspace in between the body and the top of the coffin, even though it could be also, according to some, that the entire coffin has the status of a kever, and that's why you might not look at the space in between. Okay, but not for now. Either way, this is the first sheet of Rav Huna. The chiddush of Rav Huna, amazing, is that and this is in contrast to the third sheet that we'll see, even though this sukkah is not a sukkah itself, it's good enough to be considered a sukkah, lagabi the sukkah under it. Because there's not a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high. But the Ritva says, that's the chiddush of Rav Huna, that sukkah lagabi pasaling other sukkahs is good enough, even though it itself is not a sukkah. Just as in one line, klomar demikri ohel. To passel the sukkah underneath, all you need is an ohel. Hachanami avagav delo mikri sukkah la'achshurei nafsha. It's not good enough to be machshur itself. It's only a tefach high. Mikri ohel lemifsala letachtona. Mishum shetuch sukkah tachat sukkah. That's the chiddush of the pasuk of sukkah tachat sukkah. It's really a halacha of sukkah tachas ha'ohel, not sukkah tachas ha'sukkah. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna. Sukkah tachas ohel is what is the halacha. Interesting, there's a nitziv in Parshas Truma, where we know that the different curtains lay on each other on top of the Mishkan. Right, you have one that goes the front of the Mishkan, then there are a couple of three levels of curtains of Urios on the Mishkan. So one of the psukim says, La ohel al ha-Mishkan. Not the bottom one. One of the upper ones. The nitziv says, it says, La ohel al ha-Mishkan, and ohel minimum is a tefach. So what do you mean, if it's lying on the other one directly, the Torah wouldn't use the word lo'oel ala mishkan. So the Nitziv says it must be there were little pegs in between the different curtains that separated them, that created an airspace of a tefach in between. Or else the Torah wouldn't use the word lo'oel. Exactly what it says here, the minimum size ohel is a tefach. So that's why it had to be, if the Torah uses the word lo'oel, it's got to be that there is at least a tefach space there. That is all number one. Rav Huna. Number two. Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, Damri, Arba'a, four, there's got to be at least four tefachim, height. Why? Shalom Atzinu, Makom, Chashuv, Pachos, Me'arba. Because we never have a space, an area in Halacha that is significant less than four tefachim. Da'al tefachim, that's always, right, that what the minimum shear is. Where do you have that? Tosas points out, usually that is a measurement of length and width. But Tosva says, once you say length and width, you could also say height. Second Tosfos on top. Shlomatzina Malkam Bokas Midalek. Tosfos knows what we're bothered by. Usually height is not four, it's ten tfachim, it's something else. But Tosfos says, Haina Lein Yimrish Shosei Yachid, Vekarmelis, Kidabirish Bekotris. Ulenin Gova Nami, you also find it by Gova. If you look in Erevin in terms of what is an airspace for Tuma to travel through, you also see four tfachim there. Tosfos says you find four tfachim in all different directions. And that's why here too, Rav Chisda and Rabba say it's four tefachim. So how do they understand the halacha of Ohel Tachas HaOhel? Of Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah. They also hold it's not a din of Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah, because again, the minimum height of a sukkah is 10 tefachim. So fundamentally, they also hold, like the first opinion, that it's not a din of Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah. It could be Sukkah Tachas HaOhel, but it's not Sukkah Tachas HaOhel either. It's Sukkah Tachas Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. Right, that's what they seem to say. It's a din of Rishus. So it's going to be a throughway machlokas amaroim. What? How do I understand this halacha of sukkah tachas and sukkah being pasul? Is it sukkah tachas ohel? Is it sukkah tachas rishus, significant rishus? And finally, we have the third opinion. Ushmuel Amar Asara. No, ten tfachim. The minimum height is ten tfachim. Take the limud literally. Sukkah tachas asukkah means sukkah tachas asukkah. My time at the Shmuel kach sheira kach psula. What is the reason for Shmuel? Interesting, the Gemara only asked that by Shmuel. Right? The other ones are also, as we explained it. But Shmuel says, just like it's kosher, so too it's pasul. Ma hechsher basara, just like the minimum height of a sukkah itself, to say it's kosher, is ten tfachim. Afsula basara, so too, the minimum height of a sukkah to pasul the one under it is ten tfachim. So, three-way machlokes, what exactly is the halacha. We paskin like the middle opinion, right? We paskin like the third opinion of Kechshera Kakpsula, and that is, it has to be Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah, literally. Says the Gemara. Tanan, what about our Mishnah? We never understood the last line of our Mishnah, right? Now we have to explain it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Ein Diyurin Be'elyona Tatachtona Kshera. Remember the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if nobody lives upstairs, the bottom one's kosher. So how does that fit with these three opinions? My ein diurin. What does it mean that nobody literally lives upstairs? How do we understand that? Ilema diurin mamish. Is it that literally nobody lives in the upper sukkah? Ata tiurik agarmi? What do people have to do with it? What should residents have to, why does residents make a difference for the lower sukkah? Is it a sukkah? Is it not a sukkah? It's an amazing havamina. You might think that living there is part of the definition of sukkah. Of sukkah tachas asukkah, so we reject that right away. But again, that's a fourth, if you want to say, understanding of sukkah tachas asukkah, at least in a havamina, that you might think you need to actually live there to render it a sukkah. So is it possible? So Gemara rejects that. Elalav, what must it be? My ein diurin kol she'ena reuya ladira. It must be, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the upper one is not ra'ui to live in, so then it does not ruin the bottom sukkah. The hechidami, what is not right to live in? To logalo asara. We say the minimum livable space is 10 tefachim high. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if it's not 10 tefachim high, it does not pass on the sukkah. We don't assume this is a different definition. We think this is Shmuel. Michlal, the Tanakama Savar, Mashma that the Tanakama holds, Afal Bisha Einaru Iladir Psula. If Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's not 10 Tfachim High, it's Pasul, Mashma the Tanakama holds, if it's not 10 Tfachim High, even though it's not 10 Tfachim High, it's going to Pasul the bottom Sukkah. So it's a Kasha on Shmuel. We don't assume Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So we see the Tanakama holds, even if it's less than 10 tefachim high, it's still going to cause problems for the bottom sukkah. So, kasha on Shmuel. So, kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Amri B'mar Rava, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the following, this shot of Rabbi Yehuda, Im ein hatachtona, yecholo lekabel karim v'ksasa shelo yona, hatachtona k'sheira. No, it literally means ra'ui, but not in terms of height. It could be that everybody agrees it has to be at least 10 tefachim high. But there's another element of making it roy, and that is strong enough. Could the schach of the bottom one, which is the floor of the top one, could that support pillows and blankets of the upper one? I mean, is it really livable space? So, if not, tachton akshera, then the tachton is kosher. Michlal, the Tanakama, Sarabi, Shein, Ruhi, Lakama, Psula. What are you telling me? The Tanakama holds, even if it's not Roy, if it's so flimsy, it's still possible to bottom Sukkah? Really? The Gemara says, yes. You're right. If it's totally, totally flimsy and every little thing put on top of it will fall through, then everybody agrees that it does not possible the bottom one, even the Tanakama. But what if it could support some pillows, but it can't support, you know, too many of them? It could support Adi Atzchak. That's the Machlokas. But that's not a Kasha on Shmuel. Because Shmuel is saying if it's totally not Roy, less than 10 Tvachim. Less than 10 Tvachim. But everybody agrees that it has to be at least 10 Tvachim. According to Shmuel, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama would agree it has to be at least 10 Tvachim. The Machlokas between them is if it cannot hold the pillows at all. So that could be a fourth definition. Could be a fourth definition. You not only need 10 Tvachim, you need it to be a livable sukkah. Not just, you know, sukkah, a structural sukkah. That could be another understanding of the drasha. Okay, couple of important points. That is first the Mordechai. Which Mordechai? The Mordechai not here. The Mordechai later on in the prakim of Lulav HaGazel. And the Mordechai is quoted in the Rama and Shulchan Aruch. The Mordechai says, let's say you have a sukkah that it's only ra'ui to eat in and not ra'ui to sleep in. Is that a kosher sukkah? You can eat there. Does your sukkah have to be universally able to use for all your different purposes? Utility. Do you have to have, you can have a sleeping sukkah and an eating sukkah. Many people have that. Fine. But I'm saying, theoretically, your eating sukkah you could sleep in and vice versa. But what if you have a type of sukkah that you can't? Let's say the sukkah is built in an area which is very dangerous at night. So you could eat there during the day, but at night, nobody would sleep there. Nobody in their right mind would sleep there. Is that a kosher sukkah? The Mordechai says no. The Mordechai says your sukkah has to be roy for all purposes. Simin Tuf Reish Mem. So again, keep in mind, got to have the chelik vav of the past couple of mesachtes. Yuma sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, right? All of these are going to be chelik vav of the Mishnah Berurah. Beis is going to be back in chelik hay. But says the Mordechai, quoted right here in the Ramah. Tafresh man. V'im asa mitchila b'makom she mitzta'er ba'achila o b'shtia, o b'sheina. A place where you can't do everything. O she e'efsher lo lasos echad mehem basukah machmas de misyari me listim o ganavim kishu basukah eino yotze ba'osa sukah klau afilu b'dvarim shelo mitzta'er bahem. You can't use that sukkah even for the usages that you can. Why? Dulohavi kein dira sheyuchalaso sham kol tzrachav. Teshu kein taduru. Your sukkah has to be like your house. And in your house you could do all of your usages. So too in your sukkah it has to be all of your usages. That is the Ramah quoted right here in Simin Tuf Reish Mem. Says the Chacham Tzvi, I'm sorry Mordechai, but I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong. Who says that your sukkah has to be good for all different purposes? Simin Sadi Dalit. He quotes the Mordechai and he says, Eino nirali klau. Teishu kain taduru is about the structure of the sukkah. It's not about the yeshiva basukkah and your ability. Maybe for some things like mitztair. But teishu kain taduru lava ofan hasukkah koi be'eze inyan sheteya suya. I flipped it. But what I meant was the opposite. He says, lava ofan hasukkah koi be'eze inyan sheteya suya. Ela al ofan hayeshiva be'eze izin tiya. V'al ze kamar titehe kain taduru. V'nachinami. Imosa shtei sukkas. Achas lachila v'achas l'sheina. Av she'osa shalachila in ruhi l'sheina. Mikol makom nafi be'yidei chovas achila. It doesn't matter. As long as you're doing something and right now it's usable for you, that's good enough. That's good enough. So you shouldn't say, it shouldn't puzzle. And he quotes another example where you see it always goes by you. He quotes the Truma, he quotes an issue that Truma Tadeshin brings up. What happens if you have a sukkah that you can only sleep curled up? You can't stretch out. Can't stretch out. That's the dimensions of the sukkah. Is that going to be good enough? The Mishnah in a Yachal Lishan v'Pishut Yada v'Raglav. The Lo Havi Mitzar v'Chayav Lishan Ba. It's not Mitzar, says the Shulman Zedeshin. You got to sleep there. V'Kamuch Achla Mishir Sukkah to Shiva Tvachim. 7 by 7 Tvachim is the minimum sukkah. Can you stretch out in 7 Tvachim? Many people can't. Right? You have to cozy up. You have to curl up. Ube Emes Hadavar Tamua Ma'od V'Yachush Machish, says the Chacham Svi. The Ein Lecha Tzar Godel Mizeh. What? You're comfortable there. You know, you can't stretch out. Kadesha Yebitz Tyra Patam and a Sukkah. But if it's already Yantif and this is the Sukkah that you have, then this is a Sukkah. This is a Sukkah. And if you're Mitztair so badly, okay, then you can leave the Sukkah. But it's not that it's not a Sukkah. It's Mitztair Patam and a Sukkah. But it's not that it's not a Sukkah. If it's usable to you in a certain way, use it. And if not, not. But same thing here. If you can't sleep in there, so what? So that is the Chiddush of the Chacham Svi. He argues with the Ramah. Say the Achronim, the Gilyone Ashas right here, and others. Our Gemara sounds like the Ramah. What does the Our Gemara say? Well, if you can put your pillows there, your blanket and pillows on the bottom, then that's Ra'ui. What do you mean? Why doesn't it say you can put your table and chairs and food? Dafka says that. So maybe it's a remez to the Mordechai that the sleeping is a crucial element of the ideas. A crucial element of Sukkah. If you look in the Avni Nezer, just an interesting historical note. The Avni Nezer in the Tshuva, where he discusses this in Tafayin Tes, he got a letter from someone who said that he thinks this Gemara is a support for the Ramah against the Chacham Tzvi. And he says, yes! And if you look inside my Chacham Tzvi, I wrote that on the side of my Chacham Tzvi, that I think this is a note. Yafe kasa parashamti b'gilyon Chacham Tzvi sheli. Right, I already wrote that on the side of my Chacham Tzvi. This is a problem with the Chacham Tzvi. And he also quotes a raya from, right, because he quotes the Rashi here, because Rashi says, just in case we didn't know, Karim b'ksasos, what does Rashi say? Where's the Rashi? Rashi says, in the Chadira, Karim b'ksasos, shalonia, velishon. He has that word, to sleep in, just in case we didn't know what they were for. Right, Elisha, to sleep in, he says, that's what I think that's true, that this is a raya of the Chacham Tzvi. Halachal ma'aseh, what do we paskin? It's a Ramah. So, lechatchila, we try to hold like the Ramah. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are other achronim that argue like the Chacham Tzvi, and therefore, lechatchila, we should not be in the Sukkah, but b'di'eved, if this is what you have, it is okay, as long as you're not mitzar during the achila, meaning it is roy, at least for that purpose. Okay, that's the Mordechai. Well, hopefully we'll come back to that as we go through the Masechta, because it's going to come up again. Okay, we continue. Next Mishnah. Third Mishnah in the Masechta. Fourth Mishnah, actually. We had two yesterday. Pirei Salah Sadin. So you have your Schach. We didn't even get to, interesting, the Gemara does not say the requirements for Schach first. Right? We'll have the requirements for Schach by the Shem on tomorrow's Daf Yud Aleph. But what happens if I have my Schach and I hang up a sheet right next to the Schach? Pirei Salah Sadin Mipnei Achama. I spread out a sheet because it is very sunny, even though it's say lasam ruba mechamasa, meaning it's a kosher sukkah, but it's still, the sun is still peeking through. So I put up a sheet, mipnei achama, meaning right on top of the schach. I put up a sheet. So I'm not putting it there to be another, layer. I'm not using it for schach. I'm just using it to protect me. And so that's the case. O tachta mipnei hanesh, or I put the sheet right under the schach, because there are little branches or leaves falling in, either from the schach of Rome up above, or Osha Pires al Gabe Kinuf, or I spread out a sheet for beauty. For beauty. Al Gabe HaKinuf. What's Kinuf? We'll see. Kinuf means what we would call a canopy bed. You have four different poles on the edges of the bed, so the sheet goes across, and there's a major area under the sheet. All these cases, psula. If I put a sheet up underneath the schach, it goes all across, on top of the schach, underneath the schach, that's going to passel. Why is it going to passel? Rashi explains, the eno yoshev besukkah, the ohel masik beinehem. I'm sitting in a sukkah, for sure by the canopy case, but even if there's something else under, that is passel. Aval, right, that is what, that's Rashi. Aval poreis hu al gabi naklite hamita. But what I can do is to spread it on naklite hamita. That is where you only have two poles, one on either side of the bed. So therefore, there isn't a tefach space underneath where the roof is, right? Yeah, remember, it has to be tefach al tefach al rum tefach. There isn't space because it goes down diagonally quicker than having the tefach space, and that's why it's not going to passel. That doesn't have the status of an ohel, and therefore being in there is not considered being in an ohel. This is Rashi's pshat. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's explanation of the first half of the Mishnah, because what's the difference between this and just putting up decorations, as we'll see soon? Noi sukkah, that doesn't passel. So here, let's say in the case of Piris agabe kinof, where you put, I'm sorry, mipneha, right, agabe kinof, where you put it up for noi, Rashi says, why should that be a problem? Okay, maybe we'll get back to that, as Hashem. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. The Ritva. The Ritva here quotes, there is an opinion out there that says, he quotes this from Rabbeinu Tam, it's a version of Rabbeinu Tam in our Tosfos, that once you have a kosher sukkah, it's hard to passel it. To have psulim in the building of your sukkah, that you could always have. But once you have a kosher sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. See, he quotes from this Gemara, from this Mishnah. See, it's not true. Right? You have a kosher sukkah, and then you're hanging up your sheet. You're hanging up the sadin. The Ritva says it's clear. The Ritva says, Hadetan hachle, piris ala sadin b'nei achama. Alma, afa gav de balavach, yave selasa meruba mechamasa, v'kadba l'sadin psula. Da'asi sadin shehu schach pasol, u'mevatel l'schach kosher. So again, it seems elementary for us. But the Ritva says, you know, it's clear from this Mishnah that you could passel a sukkah, you could ruin a sukkah even after you have a kosher sukkah. We don't say once a sukkah, always a sukkah. Right? We don't say that. You could still passel the sukkah. Amar Rav Chisda, lo shanu ele b'bnei hanesher. When do we say that the first case, it's ruined only when you put the sheet there for nesher, for what's falling. Meaning Rashi's lashon, the shavyei schach lahagain. Right, you put it there because you want to protect yourself from what's falling, so you have another layer of protection. What's schach? Schach is there for protection. So as long as you have it there for protection, that is another layer of schach, and it's schach pasul, and that's why it ruins it. Avalina osak sheira. I will have another limitation of this on Amud Beis, but if it's just there for beauty, it's kosher. It is there for beauty. That's what Tosfos' problem is with Rashi. So the naklite, the kinuf is also there for beauty. What's the difference? Okay. But either way, that's Rav Chisda, is only if you're putting another layer of schach there, which is pasul, right, because the curtain is a kli, you can't use it for schach, but if it's just there for beauty, it's kosher. Says the Gemara Pshita, Mebnei Neshertan, it says that reason. You might think, even if you spread it out for beauty, it also ruins it. But you might think, it's just saying the normal reason you put it there, we still say it is kosher. As long as you put it there for beauty, it is okay. Only if you put it there to be a level of schach, does it ruin it. So we're going to have a limit on that, better than a couple of lines. But first, let's try to prove this, that decorations don't ruin it, from the following Tosefta in Meseches Beitza. Sichacha kihilchasa. It's the Tosefta here, but it's quoted in Beitza. Sichacha kihilchasa. If somebody has proper schach, and then the itra, bikraminu bisadin in amasuyarin, and then you hang on it, beautiful embroidered linens, vitalaba egozim shkedim afarsakim v'rimonim, and you hang nuts and pomegranates and all other types, parchile anovim, right, the clusters of grapes, vatarachal shibolim, yeno shvanim slasos, all different types of flour and oil and wine, Aser list, topping mehen on Mosa Yantav Achron Shulchag. You're not allowed to use them until after Shmini Atzeres. Right? That is Huksa, like we had yesterday. Huksa le mitzvaso. It is Hukat, it is designated for the mitzvah, and even on the last day, it's Aser, as we know, through Shmini Atzeres. Why is it Aser even through Shmini Atzeres? That's the principle from Maseches Beitza that I mentioned quickly yesterday. Migu de iskatsoi, bein ashmashos iskatsoi lekula yoma. The rule by Muksa is, you go by the bein ashmashos going into the day. If it's Muksa then, it's Muksa for the entire following day. Something, once something is Muksa, it's Muksa always. The Muksa, if something becomes Muksa on Shabbos or Yontif, then it does not have to remain Muksa. Right, that is true. Let's say you have a bowl, an overturned bowl, the Gemara in Shabbos says, and you have a little chick that jumps onto the top of the bowl. So at this moment, it's a busses, because it has something muksa on top of it. And then the chick jumps off, then it's okay. Right? We don't say that once something becomes muksa on Shabbos. Ben Hashmashes is the key. So here, at the end of Sukkis, it's still muksa, these decorations, because it's still Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila. So therefore, it's still maybe Hoshana Rabbah. So that's why it stays muksa for the entire following day, Shmini Atzeres. Right? That is the halacha of ad mosa yatav achron shel chag. Tosfos here discusses, again, a big Tosfos, but you don't say this by esrog. By lulav and esrog, if you look in later on in our mesechta, you're allowed to make esrog jelly on Shmini Atzeres. So why can't you sit in your sukkah? Why can't you use your decorations? So Tosfos says mechalik between Esrog and sukkah. Esrog and Sukkah. And actually the Gemara there, and Tosfos expands upon it. The Gemara there says, well, at Bein HaShvashos, if you want to eat something, you still got to eat it in your Sukkah. So your Sukkah is still Huksol Mikvaso, Migo Diskatsoi. But in Esrog, you shook your Esrog earlier in the day. Your Esrog really doesn't have to serve any purpose. Avo Esrog Lo Chazi Bein HaShvashos, Demei Kara Kadim Nafik Bey. The Alpha Gav, and even though it's still Muksa, but that's called Muksa Machmas Yom She'avar. It's not really Muksa for right now. It's Muksa because yesterday you used it for the mitzvah. A sukkah right now at Bein HaShmashos is still off limits because right now if you need to use it, you're going to use it. Esrog you're not going to use right now. So Tosfos is Machalik, explains that Gemara. How do you differentiate between Sukkah and Esrog, Migu Diskatsoi, and hopefully we'll get to that later again when it comes up in the Masechta. But either way, what do you see from here? You have the principle of, you have a lot of different decorations. And you see it doesn't ruin your Sukkah. Let's finish up. The Hisna Alema Cholofitna. If you want to use them, then you can make a condition. Right before you hang it up, you could say, I only want this to be decorations for the first day. You can have any type of limit that you want beforehand. So you see from there, decorations don't ruin your sukkah. Answers, isn't that a raya to Rav Chisda? The Gemara answers, no, dimel min hatzad. It could be that that's from the side. It's not going across, and therefore it is not a full raya. Very important, Tosfos. A little Tosfos. Tosfos in Noi. Might have referred to this earlier, Daf Dalet. If not, we'll do it now. Tosfos says, why is it that noy sukkah don't ruin your sukkah? While, remember what we had on Daf Dalet? If you have hutzin, if you have these branches hanging down in your 10 tefach sukkah, it ruins your sukkah. Because the Gemara there says, dira srucha. It's a not usable sukkah. You go in there, you get poked. What's the difference? In both cases, the space is being used up. Let's say you have a 10 tefach sukkah and decorations are hanging down. Nobody says that's going to passel it. So Tosfos says there's a big difference. If you have decorations getting in your way, that's not called a dira srucha. Tosfos says, "Lo dami lohutz shiyard lo toch yud tepaslina leom shel dira srucha tshani hacha delanoya suyin." Here they're made for beautifying the sukkah, so you live with it, and that's part of the sukkah, and it's fine. Mashenki, there, hutzin, you got these branches of the schach hanging in. That is not there for your benefit, and therefore it does ruin the sukkah. The Ber Yosef in Emor notes, he says, isn't it interesting? Why does the Tosefta have to list off all of these different types of decorations? Just say noy. We have to list off wine and oil and flour and grapes and nuts and cheese. So detailed. Why do we have to have so many details? The Ber Yosef says, because that's what sukkah is all about. Sukkah is about recognizing the extra mile that Hashem did for us, the Anane HaKavod. So we go the extra mile with our beautification of the mitzvah. Remember we mentioned in the past the Mabit. The Mabit in his Sefer where he discusses out of the three Nisim that took place in the desert, the Anane HaKavod and the Mun and the Be'er, we only have a holiday for one of them. We don't have a holiday for the Mun and the Be'er. We only have a holiday for the Anane HaKavod. Why? Says the Mabit, because the first two, the Mun and the Be'er, you're right, it was miraculous, but God kind of had to do that for us. You take out a nation of 2 million people, you're not going to give them bread and water. Of course he had to give us bread and water. So he gave it to us in a special way, but he had to give it to us. But the Anane HaKavod, that he didn't have to do. He didn't have to flatten the mountains and bring up the valleys and make our shoes grow with us and nothing gets worn out. So that's when Hashem went above and beyond. That's why we have a holiday for that. And maybe that's also connected, says the Ber Yosef, to why there's so much hidur and noy. Why do we have noy? Because Hashem went beyond for us. That's why we have so many details in this Tosefta. Viter, itmar, noy sukkah, ematin besukkah. The noy sukkah aren't mema'it the space of the sukkah, as we just explained. Amar Ravashi, umin hatzad mematin. But min hatzad, let's say it makes the sukkah less wide. That ruins it, because you can't move. If you have stuff hanging down, okay, you can move it up. But less wide it does ruin the width. Fascinating story. Binyamin Avde, or actually the second one, we'll see. Two stories. Binyamin Avde de Ravashi, itmishale ketunta b'maya, the servant of Ravashi, his shirt got soaked in water. Ve'ishtatcha ametalalta, and he needed it to dry, so he put it on top of the sukkah. He wanted it to dry on top of the sukkah. Amalei Ravashi, Dalye, pick it up. People are going to think you could use a shirt for schach. So take it off. Says the Eved to him, they see it's wet. It obviously just got soaked in the rain. So he said, okay, you're right. When it dries. It kind of reminds us of the Issur D'Rabbanan on Shabbos to hang up wet clothes in places where it usually gets washed. Because people are going to think that it just got washed. Anyway, but he said, okay, you're right, when it dries, please take it down. Interesting, some Achronim discuss. Forget the Issur of Sukkah, of people seeing that Maris Ayin. Aren't you getting benefit from the Sukkah? By hanging your wet shirt on top? There's an Isser Hanah from the Sukkah, right? You're not allowed to eat the Noi. You're not allowed to get benefit from the Sukkah. So isn't this considered getting benefit from the Sukkah? So why are you even allowed to hang it on there? So the Achronim explained, it must be, well, this is not generally Kedera Hanaaso. A Sukkah usually gives you benefit from the inside. The Toch of the Sukkah is what's there to give you benefit for, not the outside of the Sukkah. So therefore, it is not a problem. Isn't it at least also Durabanan? So I saw one of them. So they say, it could be that the Isser of Hanoam and Asukah could itself be only Durabanan. So, Shelo Kederech of the Isser Durabanan, so we're not going to go that far. Okay, now we have an amazing story. It's my Noi Sukkah, Maflagan Mimen Arba, Noi Sukkah that are four Tfachim hanging down from the Schach. Rav Nachman Amar, Ksher of Chizav Rabba Rafuna Amar Psula. Right, we paskin that the schach, the decorations, we should try to have our decorations within four tefachim of the schach. So the machlokas amaraim. Rav Chisda, Rabbi Rav Huna, iklu lebei Reish Galusa. One time, these two great amaraim, who held it was pasul, they went to visit the Reish Galusa. Agninu, Rav Nachman, besukah shenoyim, meflagim ben arba, tefachim. Rav Nachman, who said it was kosher, he gave them to sleep, a place to sleep, to lie down, in this type of pasul sukkah, according to their shita. According to his sheet, it was kosher. But according to their sheet, it was pasul. And he put them into this sukkah. Ishtika v'lamer lebo amidi. They didn't say a word. So amr lehu, hadibur abanam ishbatayu. So Rav Nachman asked them, hey, were you chozer, bro, from your shita? Do you now agree to me that it's kosher? Amrulei, no. Anan shluchei mitzvah anan abaturim anasukkah. We're shluchei mitzvah because we came to see you, our Rebbe. So we're pater from anasukkah, as we'll see later on in the Mishnah. Shluchei mitzvah are paturin. Minasuka. A lot to talk about on the story. The first major question is, Rav Nachman knew that they held it was pasul. So how is he allowed to do this? Isn't it Lifnei Iver? Says the Ritva, what do you see from here? If I think something is mutter, and I know my friends think it's usser, am I allowed to be quote unquote machshel them? Because I think it's mutter anyway. Right, so is that okay? Says the Ritva, you see from here, Yesh Omrim, Demei Hashaminon, Shahamachil Lechaveiro Mashu Mutterlo. What if I hold on this kosher? But I know you don't trust this Hashkacha, but I know it's a good Hashkacha. Am I allowed to give you this without telling you? So says the Ritva, there are some people that say from here, yes! As long as you think it's mutter, no problem. Ein bazeh mishum lifnei iver lo siti mechshol. V'yavo bi sheyodea b'chaveiro shu asur lo lefi daito, v'chaveiro ba'al hora'a. No problem, as long as the machil is also a ra'ui lahorah. V'somech al daito lahachal atzmo v'achem lefi daito. Says the Ritva, some people say that. And the Ritva says, sorry, I don't think that's a general rule. I don't think you have a raya from here. Because here, you know what the difference is? They could just look up and see it. That's why. And that's what they probably did. V'nir ali da'acha davka. V'reisho ha'iser nikar l'chaveiro. V'ilo sviro le lo lechol ha'b'she'eno nikar l'chaveiro lo. No, if the guy doesn't have any idea about what you're serving him, then you can't do that. Just because you think it's mutter, if you know that he has a higher standard. That's a crucial ritva on this Gemara. The Aruch Laner has a little different shot of the Gemara. Also, why you can't use it to prove to anything else. He says, why does it say agninu specifically? Agninu is gave them to a place to sleep. Why doesn't it say hachilu? Right, he gave them to eat. What do you mean gave them to sleep? So, says the Aruch Laner, we know the principle is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevi takala al yideim shal tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takala, you know, through tzadikim. There's a special siyata d'shmaya that great tzadikim have. And Bali Tosa say something that is only in terms of what they eat, but Aruch Laner says there's enough sources to say even not. So the Rav Nachman, says the Aruch Laner, wasn't sure who he paskin like. He wasn't sure who the halacha should be like. So what did he do? He waited till it was nighttime, and then Akhenidu, Dafka, gave him to sleep, and put them in this type of sukkah. And he knew that if the halacha was like them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do something that they wouldn't be sleeping in this type of sukkah. And if the halacha was like him, they would go to sleep. No problem. So that's what he did. The next morning, they wake up and they realize, wait a minute. They look up and they see, this is this type of sukkah. So Rav Nachman says, or Rav Nachman points out to them the next morning, were you chozerbo from your shita? You see, I'm right. And they say, no, we were putter from the sukkah. Don't worry, no, it's no raya, and to anything. Shluche mitzvah, he puturim in a sukkah. Aruch Haner says, bizman hazeh, we have nobody on that level. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enu maybe takala al yadayim shal tzadikim. So also, there's no raya from the story for any of the, for any other case. That's one issue. The other issue to discuss here is the shluche mitzvah issue, which is a major issue. Osek b'mitzvah, we'll have a machlokas later on, I guess we'll leave that for later, in terms of whether they couldn't have done both mitzvahs here. They were visiting their Rebbe. That was the mitzvah. So they couldn't have done that and stay in the sukkah. So that's a major machlokas, whether you say osik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, even if you're able to do both mitzvahs. You don't have to make yourself crazy to do the other mitzvah. That's the shita of the Ran. While Rov Rishonim, the Ritva here says, against that Ran, the Ritva says, it must be a case where they couldn't have done both mitzvahs. There was no other sukkah for them to be in, and that's why they were able to stay in the sukkah. One other ha'ara, and then we'll continue, and that is the mitzvah eisan here. The mitzvah eisan here says, what was the mitzvah they were doing? The mitzvah they were doing was going to see their Rebbe. Chayav l'hakmo pnei rabo beregel. That's a mitzvah d'rabanan. That's a mitzvah d'rabanan. That's doches sukkah d'oraisa. So you see from this Gemara, it says the mitzvah eisan, that a mitzvah d'rabanan osik b'mitzvah is doche a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what the mitzvah eisan says. Good. Says the Emek Bracha, Rav Parmanchik, says that's not a raya. Because even if you say that the chova, the obligation to see your Rebbe on Yontif, is d'rabanan, once you do it, there is definitely a kiyum d'oraisa of kavod rabo, hadarta pnei zaken. So you didn't have to do it, but once you do it, we have this. Sometimes you have a chovas gavra that's only d'rabanan, but a kiyum d'oraisa. Right, that's what Reb Chaim says about the Ramban, about davening every day. Even if you want to say the Ramban says only a chiyuv d'rabanan to daven every day, once you daven, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa of tefillah. So that's what the Emek Bracha says. There was no raya to what the mitzvah eisan says. This is a d'oraisa mitzvah when you fulfill it. You didn't have to fulfill it, but once you fulfill it, it is a d'oraisa. And once this comes up, there's one more line. The Noda B'Yehuda, we've mentioned this before, we'll mention it again. Noda B'Yehuda has an achuva. He's meir that halacha is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Chayav l'hakm pei rabo beregel. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It doesn't say anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to go see your Rebbe on Yontif. So the Noda B'Yehuda assumes that it does not apply Bizman Hazeh, Chinish Gadol, because it's only a din Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Just like the Gemara says in Kiddushin that you shouldn't stand up for your parents more than twice a day, because you only stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice a day, you only say Shema twice a day, so it's not appropriate to give more cover to your parents than to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, if we don't go to the Beis HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh, 3 times a year. There's no mitzvah aliyah l'regel today, says the Noda B'Yehuda. So there's no chiyuv to go to your Rebbe to give your Rebbe more kavod than your than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, it's a big chiddush because there were Gemaras that seem to say that the Amoraim did it and they lived after the Mikdash. Okay, either way, that's Noda B'Yehuda, and we'll come back to it. Vayter, Am Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Now we have two statements from Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. One today and one tomorrow. So we'll start with today's. Am Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Mutar lishan bekila besukkah. One is allowed to sleep in a canopy in a sukkah. Af al pi sheish lagag. Even if it has a roof on it. V'usheina gavoh asara. As long as it's not 10 tefachim high. Right? As long as it's very short, that's not called an ohel. Tashma, yashab bekila besukkah lo yaseichav aso. The Brisa says, you can't. No, hachamai skino kishab go asara. You can't if it's 10 tefachim high. That's considered a sukkah within a sukkah. Meisvei hayoshin tachazamita besukkah lo yasi dechavaso. Right, the first mission, the next parak. Parak hayoshin. If you sleep under a bed, you're not yotze. Is that over above 10? Yes. Hatergam b'shmuah b'mita gavoh asara. 10 tefachim off the ground. Tashma, o shapiris agabi kinofos psula. Our mishnah. Right, if you spread a sheet on top of kinofos, it's pasal. So achanami to gavi asara. 10 tefachim high. 1 second. But it doesn't say that in the Braisa. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Naklitin Shnayim, the Kinofos are Ba. If you Naklitin are 2 poles, Kinofos are 4 poles. Piris, Agabi Kinofos, Psula, Agabi Naklitin Kshera. That's the chilek. Four is pasul and two are kasher. Ubilvad shlo yunaklitin kavoam in amita asara. As long as it's not ten tefachim high, that's when it's kasher. Michlal de kinofos afal pishin kavoam asara. Mashma that kinofos is a problem even if it's not ten high, because it has to be the parallel case. The Gemara answers, shiny kinofos de kivi. Kinofos are different. Those four poles, that's a serious structure. So you're right. Even if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's still going to pasul within a sukkah. Ay, vahari sukkah, gabi sukkah to kaviya, v'yamar shmuel kechshera kach psula. Didn't Shmuel say that in Amud Aleph? Even if it's a serious structure, it's got to be 10 tefachim high. And that's what we said we paskin. The Gemara says, no. Amri hasam dila mifsal sukkah ba'asara. Over there, where it's to pasul the sukkah under it, then it has to be a real, regular sukkah. But here you're just trying to create an oil within a sukkah. So then you need less. So then even less would be an ohel. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem will continue with kinofos and naklitin. B'Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf gets into the Anan HaKavod and lulav tzarech eged. Tomorrow's daf is jam-packed. Okay, we'll stop here.